Welcome to the Skull Splitter Dice Podcast, a podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons. Visit us at skullsplitterdice.com for the best D&D dice in the realms. Enjoy the episode.
Eric Kokra, learn to soar like an eagle folk. Denizens of the Plane of Air, the Arakokra are the birdfolk of the D&D multiverse that roam the skies almost exclusively. Distinctly bird-like in both form and mentality, Arakokra can make for some decidedly powerful and unique characters, so we're going to go over everything you need to know in this video. Starting off with their culture, Arakokra are immigrants here. Even their settlements are more akin to refugee camps or outposts as opposed to solid homes. The material plane is a strange and alien place to Arakokra, and they even pity the landbound creatures that live there. Arakokra are natives to the elemental plane of air, where they can go for months without ever touching the ground. So, an Arakokra descending to the ground is usually only done as a necessary evil. Traditionally, Arakokra only seek peace and solitude, soaring high above the hunting grounds in order to avoid any sort of conflict. They have very little interest in the people they see scurrying down below, and it takes exceptional circumstances to involve themselves in the life of ground dwellers. If their nest or tribe is threatened, they might resolve to defending themselves. However, their self-imposed isolation makes this a bit of a rarity. On occasion, their ties to ancient deities will force them from their nest, usually to fight some sort of elemental creature or to retrieve lost relics. Generally, though, Arakokra are a peaceful and wise bunch, gently keeping to themselves and only getting involved with adventure if it means averting catastrophe or fulfilling some sort of ancient or familial tie. So when creating your character, if you decide to go with an Arakokra, do be sure to come up with a strong motivation for them as to why they would decide to leave the safety of their realm. Moving on to appearance, Arakokra are described as bird-like, and typically in illustrations you'll see them as having eagle or hawk-like features, but you don't have to feel limited to that. As you are well aware, birds from all over the world have many different shapes, colors, and everything else, and I encourage you to just Google bird and to see what you can find. Assuming your DM isn't a total stick in the mud, you should be able to just customize them to however you want. If you want your rogue to look more like a parakeet and to be smaller in frame but very colorful, go ahead. If you're playing a necromancer and you think a buzzard might be more tonally appropriate to that, go ahead. The only real constant when it comes to Arakokra is that they are all very hygienic. Much like birds in real life, they are obsessed with cleaning and preening their feathers and making sure that they work as efficiently as possible. So unless you plan on playing a mangy or dirty pigeon type of character or something like that, keep this in mind. When it comes to names, Arakokra have names that are made up from different chirps, whistles, and clicks, and this makes it nearly impossible for any other race to pronounce them. As such, you'll want to create a sort of nickname that approximates to your full name so that everyone else in the party can pronounce it. You'll want to go with something with a lot of strong consonant sounds since it is meant to be replacing chirps and clicks. We'll throw some examples up here on the screen for you, but keep in mind that their names are gender neutral and tend to only be a couple consonants long. So now let's go over the Arakokra's racial traits and discuss exactly what that means for your new character. Arakokra have an ability score increase of +2 to Dexterity and +1 to Wisdom, which is a very versatile build. Dexterity is useful to just about anybody in any situation, however, Wisdom is vital for characters like clerics, druids, monks, and rangers. They only live up to about the age of 30, so do keep this in mind when you're constructing your character. When it comes to alignment, I would describe them as being hard neutral. They really just want to be left alone. Totally understandable and relatable thing there. As for their size, their medium, which is nothing special, and their movement speed of 25 is also nothing special, but let's be honest, you didn't pick the Arakokra to walk everywhere. Now let's discuss the real reason you picked the Arakokra, and that's for their flight capability. True flight is already a useful ability on its own, but with 50 feet? Arakokra are so maneuverable and so fast that they're actually straight up banned in some playgroups. There does come a small armor limitation when you're playing with this character, but we'll go over the best options for different classes and stuff like that in just a minute. As a DM myself, I will say that an Arakokra is basically game-breaking for early level encounters. A flying character with any decent ranged option can just straight up win in a war of attrition just about every time, and a ton of entries in the monster manual don't have any answer to an archer that's more than 5 feet away. Therefore, it's a good idea to keep in mind that a lot of DMs will ban this race. Adventurers groups don't even allow it. So before you show up with an Arakokra character, or even just the idea of maybe building one, be sure to check with your DM to make sure that they've planned their campaign accordingly. This obviously becomes less and less of a problem at higher level encounters. Usually when you reach a challenge rating of 7, the creatures will have some way of anticipating either a distance fight or a flying character, usually via spellcasting. It's also highly dependent on what the DM throws at you. A versatile DM can either modify creatures to be more of a threat, can come up with decent creatures, or will put you in an environment where flight isn't as much of an advantage. This fly speed doesn't have any height restriction, time restriction, or any real modifiers whatsoever. So just keep in mind that when you play an Aarakocra, you are starting off with an ability that a lot of characters really just don't get at all. The other thing that Birds of Prey are known for are their talons, which Aarakocra do have. Now these are kind of tacked on and they're not really useful unless you plan on building your character around them. But if you are in a pinch where you don't have your weapons or armor, which, let's be honest, in just about every campaign this does happen, these can be, you know, useful enough. And finally, for languages, Aarakocra are able to speak, read, and write in Common, Aarakocra, and Auron. Now, Auron doesn't allow you to just talk to birds like a druid or something. Believe me, I've had this conversation before. But if you were to run into, say, an intelligent creature from the plane of air, this is just what you need. Finally, let's go over some Aarakocra builds. Now, you shouldn't feel obligated or typecast to play a certain type of build. In 5e, it's actually pretty difficult to make a character that is either broken or impossible to use. I'm looking at you, 4e. But if you're interested in using all of the abilities that your Aarakocra has to their fullest extent, let's go over some starting points that I think you'll enjoy. Blackhawk Monk. Aarakocra monks are almost stereotypical in the community nowadays, but dexterity and wisdom line up so perfectly for a monk, and adding your flying speed to an already nimble character makes them basically untouchable. You gain your AC from your wisdom rather than your armor, so that armor restriction you have is made immediately irrelevant. Although, to clear up a common misconception, no, you can't stack your talon damage on top of your monk unarmed damage, but the talons aren't what's important with this build. You can't really go wrong with an Aarakocra monk, regardless of your build. However, there is one that I like that essentially turns you into air support for your party. Simply select the Way of the Sun Soul and fire off those energy bursts as you soar above the battlefield untouched. This basically turns you into a fighter jet, and that's just objectively cool. Flockmaster Druid. Dexterity and wisdom are both incredible bonuses to a druid, and once again, your armor restriction really isn't much of a worry to the typically light-armored druid. The Flockmaster takes the Circle of the Shepherd while prioritizing summoning spells. One of the greatest weaknesses of the summoner, after all, is the potential to be hit and lose concentration on your summons. As an Aarakocra, with your incredibly fast flying speed, you can just cast your summons and get out of harm's way. Hawkeye Ranger. Once again, the combination of wisdom and dexterity is absolutely perfect for the ranger class, but with your easy flight ability, you can essentially become a flying gun platform. Just take up the archery fighting style and rain arrows down from above, and if you can get your hands on a longbow, you're essentially untouchable as long as you have the proper flying space, so just avoid small rooms. Owl Assassin Rogue. Now, wisdom is a bit lost here, but the plus 2 to dexterity is prime rogue material. And you know what else is prime rogue material? The ability to fly. You can fly over defenses, over traps, over guards, or you can just travel without leaving footprints. You can definitely see how at a higher challenge rating, this is basically a priceless ability. And flight really expands your options for getting your eyes on your target. With being able to hide all the time, you can definitely see how you would become death from above just from flying out of the blackness of the night sky towards your target. I find the Aarakocra to be a very interesting race. They're wise, but they don't live that long. They're great fighters, even though they don't like to do it. And though their flight can somewhat be a hindrance from a mechanical perspective, I think being allowed to take to the skies naturally opens up a type of gameplay that you can't see with any other type of character. Now, assuming your DM allows it, I highly recommend you play one, and I hope the tips in this video have helped you out a bunch. My name's Patrick Ferguson, and I'll see you guys next time. Take to the skies with caution.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you never miss out.